Chapter 1. The Bennets, the Bingleys, and Mr. Darcy. There is one thing that everybody knows is true. Everybody knows that it is true that any rich, single man must definitely want a wife. And of course, all mothers think this rich, single man is the perfect partner for one or another of their daughters. Mr. and Mrs. Bennet had 5 daughters, and none of them was married. So when rich Mr. Bingley came to live at Netherfield Hall, Mrs. Bennet was very, very excited.
"Mr. Bennet,"
she said to her husband one day, "have you heard? Netherfield Park has been rented at last to a man called Bingley. This is such good news for our girls." "Why is that good news for our girls?" replied her husband calmly.
"Oh, Mr. Bennet, he's single, he's rich, and he's rented Netherfield. He will definitely marry one of our girls. You must go and visit him as soon as you can."
"No, you go," he answered. "Take the girls with you. Then he can choose the girl he likes best." Mr. Bennet enjoyed teasing his wife. He knew it was important for him to visit their new neighbour. If he didn't visit, it would be impossible for his wife and daughters to meet Mr. Bingley.
"Oh, Mr. Bennet, you are so unkind to your family," said his wife. "Now they'll never get married."
A few days later, Mr. and Mrs. Bennet and their daughters were in their sitting room. Elizabeth, their second daughter, was putting a ribbon on a hat.
"That's a beautiful hat, Lizzie," said her father. "I hope Mr. Bingley will like it."
"We'll never know what Mr. Bingley likes," said Mrs. Bennet crossly. "We can't visit him."
Her husband continued speaking. "When's the next ball in Meryton, Lizzie?" he asked. Meryton was the local village.
"2 weeks tomorrow," replied Elizabeth happily.
"Oh, no, in 2 weeks," cried Mrs. Bennet. "Our girls won't be able to dance with Mr. Bingley. All the other girls in the village will dance with him. They have kind fathers who have visited Mr. Bingley."
She paused and looked at Mr. Bennet crossly.
"Then he'll marry one of them. He'll marry a girl from the village. I hate the name Bingley already."
Mr. Bennet paused. His eyes were smiling.
"I'm sorry that you hate the name Bingley, my dear, because I visited Mr. Charles Bingley today."
"Oh, girls, you have such a kind father. I knew you would visit him. Now you can all dance with Mr. Bingley. Oh, Jane, Lizzie, Mary, Kitty and Lydia, you have a very kind father."
Mrs. Bennet was overjoyed. Her husband went into his study to read in peace and quiet. Mrs. Bennet and her daughters spent the evening talking about Mr. Bingley, Netherfield and the village ball. The Bennet girls spent the next few days trying to find out about Mr. Bingley. Their father had nothing to say about his looks or his personality. In the end, they had to ask their neighbour, Lady Lucas. She described Mr. Bingley as young, very good-looking, very pleasant, and he liked dancing very much. She had some other exciting news. Mr. Bingley was definitely coming to the ball, and he was bringing a large group of friends. Lady Lucas's daughter, Charlotte, was Elizabeth's best friend, and she was very excited about meeting Mr. Bingley and his friends. Mrs. Bennet was also very excited. She wasn't a very intelligent woman, and she spent a lot of her life thinking about her daughters and their future marriages. On the night of the Meryton ball, everyone was already dancing when Mr. Bingley arrived. He came with his 2 sisters, who were very fashionable young women. Caroline, who was single, and Louisa, who was married. Louisa's husband was also with them. Another young man was in the group. He was tall and very good-looking. The ladies from the village discovered that his name was Mr. Darcy, and that he was even richer than Mr. Bingley. He had a large estate in Derbyshire called Pemberley. Mr. Bingley was very popular.
He danced with lots of young ladies, and he was very kind to everyone. Mr. Darcy was not as popular. He only danced with Mr. Bingley's sisters and spent a lot of the evening walking around the room. The ladies of Meryton soon agreed that Mr. Darcy was very rich, but he was also proud and arrogant. Mr. Bingley was dancing with Jane. He saw his friend watching the dancing. "Come, Darcy, dance with one of these pretty girls," he called.
"I hate dancing," Mr. Darcy replied. "Except for your sisters, you are dancing with the only pretty girl in the room."
"Miss Bennet is the most beautiful girl in the world. But look," said his friend, pointing to Elizabeth. "Her sister Elizabeth Bennet is also beautiful. She has no one to dance with."
"She is quite pretty, I suppose," replied Darcy coldly, "but not pretty enough for me. Go back to your partner. Go back to Jane Bennet Smiles. Leave me alone."
Unfortunately for Mr. Darcy, Elizabeth heard his comments. She decided that she didn't like Mr. Darcy, but she had a good sense of humour. She and her friends were soon laughing about Mr. Darcy's behaviour. The Bennet girls enjoyed the ball. Elizabeth chatted with her good friend Charlotte Lucas, and Jane danced with Mr. Bingley twice. Kitty and Lydia, the two youngest girls, danced happily all night. Even Mary, who was very serious, seemed to enjoy herself. Mrs. Bennet was the happiest of them all. Mr. Bingley liked Jane. He was surely going to marry her. After the ball, Jane and Elizabeth were alone in their room at home. Jane told her sister that she liked Mr. Bingley very much. She liked him because he was kind, sensitive, well-mannered, and lively. Elizabeth agreed. "He's also extremely handsome," she said. Jane went on to talk about the other people in the group.
"I like his sister Caroline Bingley. She's coming to live at Netherfield with her brother."
Elizabeth was not so sure. "I thought she was quite proud," said Elizabeth. A few days later, the Bennet sisters and their mother visited Caroline Bingley and her sister at Netherfield. After the visit, Caroline and her sister agreed that Jane was a sweet girl. They also agreed that Mrs. Bennet was impossible and that the younger sisters had very bad manners. Elizabeth still thought that Caroline Bingley was very proud. One evening, Sir William Lucas, Charlotte's father, invited the Bennet family to a small party at his house. Mr. Bingley, his sisters, and Mr. Darcy were also there. There was also a group of officers from the militia who had just arrived in Meryton. They were staying in the village for the winter. After dinner, Mary played some tunes on the piano. She wasn't very good, but she really enjoyed playing. Jane and Mr. Bingley were dancing together, and the younger Bennet girls were dancing with some of the officers. Elizabeth and Charlotte Lucas were chatting. Charlotte had noticed that Mr. Bingley and Jane seemed to like each other very much. Charlotte thought Jane should tell Mr. Bingley that she liked him. She was worried that Jane didn't show her feelings. Mr. Darcy was watching Elizabeth. He remembered the ball when he had said she was only quite pretty. Now he was looking at her beautiful dark eyes and her intelligent face. He realized he had been wrong. She was very pretty indeed. "I'd like to get to know her better," he said to himself. He was a little surprised.
"Miss Elizabeth," called Sir William Lucas, "why aren't you dancing? And you, Mr. Darcy, why don't you dance with this beautiful young lady?"
"Thank you, Sir William, but I don't want to dance," said Elizabeth very quickly. She was a little embarrassed and not sure what to do. Mr. Darcy was very polite. He asked Elizabeth to dance with him. Elizabeth was quite surprised, but she refused politely and walked away. Caroline Bingley had been watching. She went over to Mr. Darcy and whispered,
"I can imagine what you're thinking."
"What's that?"
asked Mr. Darcy.
"That it's terrible to spend time with these people. They have such bad manners.
Not at all, replied Mr. Darcy. I was thinking about Miss Elizabeth Bennet's beautiful dark eyes.
I'm very surprised, said Miss Bingley, who wanted to marry Mr. Darcy herself.
So, Miss Elizabeth Bennet is your favourite. Are you going to marry her? You will have an excellent mother-in-law. Mrs. Bennet will be a mother-in-law to be proud of, and she will always be with you at Pemberley.
Miss Bingley carried on talking. Mr. Darcy didn't interrupt her ironic comments, so soon Miss Bingley felt better. No, Mr. Darcy was safe.
Mrs. Bennet was determined to find husbands for her daughters for a very good reason. Mr. Bennet was not a rich man. He had a very fine house, but a very small income, and there was one big problem. Mr. and Mrs. Bennet had no sons. When Mr. Bennet died, the house and the estate would go to a cousin and not to the Bennet girls. Mrs. Bennet's family was not a rich one, so they couldn't help. She had a sister, Mrs. Phillips, who lived in Meryton, and a brother, Mr. Gardiner, who worked in London. Meryton was about a mile away from Longbourn, where the Bennet family lived, so the girls often walked there to visit their aunt. Kitty and Lydia Bennet, however, began to visit Meryton much more often, now that the militia were there. Every time they went to Meryton, they came back with more information about the officers from the militia and their beautiful red coats. Lydia and Kitty were the happiest girls in Longbourn. Their father was not so happy.
"I think you are two of the silliest girls in England," he said one day at lunchtime, after listening to them talk about the officers. Lydia just carried on chatting about Captain Carter and Colonel Forster.
"Silly? Your daughters?" exclaimed Mrs. Bennet. "Not at all. When I was a girl, I liked officers too."
A servant came into the room with a letter for Jane Bennet. Her mother was delighted.
"Who's it from? What's it about? What does he say? Come on, Jane, tell us all," she exclaimed.
"It's from Miss Bingley," said Jane, and she read the letter to her family. "My dear friend, you must come for dinner today. The gentlemen are having dinner with the officers, so Louisa and I will be alone. We'll be very bored without your company. Yours ever, Caroline Bingley."
"It's a shame the gentlemen are away," said Mrs. Bennet.
"Can I have the carriage?" asked Jane.
"No, I think it's going to rain. Take the horse. If it rains, you'll have to stay tonight. Then you'll meet the gentlemen again."
Jane, Elizabeth and Mr. Bennet were all quite shocked. Soon after Jane left, it started to rain and Mrs. Bennet was delighted. It continued to rain all evening, and she was sure Jane would stay the night at Netherfield.